Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL, the podcast where we throw out the rule book, where we dive in head first to the real and raw, unapologetic journey of living the best life. That includes lots of music. This is your go-to space for empowerment, for deep healing and owning your authenticity like the boss that you are. We're here to break down walls and slay self-doubt. Vibe to the soundtrack of your soul. With every beat and lyric, we'll move through stories that heal and empower. You can live your fullest and most badass life. Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL. This episode of The Authentic Life of KL is brought to you by Break the Silence, a nonprofit created using music as a platform to raise awareness for mental health, suicide prevention, and recovery of all kinds, offering hope and starting the hard conversations to bring communities together. Perfect, perfect. Hey guys, it's Kitty and welcome to The Authentic Life with KL. Today I have with me Adam Steglitz.
Yes, that's right.
Steglitz. I was like, how do you say it?
On the money, on the money.
He is frontman for the band Everfelt. Thank you for joining me today. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for having me.
I'm good.
Well, glad to be here.
Yeah, no, I am very much interested in your story and some things that you'll have to say, because I did a little bit of, you know, snooping. That's what I do.
And good. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to start first kind of with the origin of the name of your band, Everfelt, because I've heard that there's kind of a story behind it. And then I heard that and I was very fascinated with it and heartfelt on it. So tell me a little bit.
So, Everfelt, you know, my best friend growing up, I wrote my first album with him. His name was Charles Lingerfelt. He was from Antioch, California, and he played a 7-string Jackson guitar. I mean, we wrote a lot of music together over the years. And in 2019, right before COVID hit, we were writing an album together again. It had been a while, and we were writing together again, and the project was called Angerfelt. And then he ended up, we went and played some music and we came back and he was really sick. And, he passed away from cancer in 2021.
Oh, gosh.
And his last name was Lingerfelt. Our project was Angerfelt. And I just felt like, anything musically that I was going to do moving forward, I wanted him to be forever felt in the music. Mm-hmm. And, that's where the song River is actually his melody. Everything else has been what's been created since then, since I met Corey. But yeah, so, and then, you know, that's the way Everfelt began. But now it's become more about, have you ever felt music like this before? Have you ever felt this before? And so, and to not take that for granted. So,
yeah, no, I think that sometimes tragedy, when it strikes us, it's up to us to create, you know, something beautiful from it. So I like that, because that's everlasting. And I mean, even when you're old and no one really, like, you still have that part, you know, that's personal to you. And I love that. I love that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I think it's important. I think more people should take the bad stuff and, you know, turn it into good instead of leaving it all negative. So, so if you could go back to the version of yourself who was just beginning this journey, what is something you would say to him?
If I could go back and talk to me when I was first beginning, like, the journey in music, which began at a very young age. I had a very traumatic life growing up, you know, oldest of 7, in a nutshell, a lot of abuse, a lot of things I suffered when I was young. I was, you know, put in an orphanage when I was 11, was ward of the state till I was 18 and a half, went through a lot growing up, you know. And so, but when I was that young, I would say to be yourself in the music. Don't try to make the music yours. Let yourself become the music's. It's too great. It's too great. You have to learn to get out of your own way.
I'm writing them down because I like that.
Thank you.
So, I want to touch base real quick, because you talked about some of your upbringing and things like that. I'm the oldest, but I was the oldest of 5. I'm familiar with the oldest sibling stuff. Tell me, you talked a little bit about being in the system and things like that. How did that affect your creativity and the way that you saw life?
So, you know, there was two options when I was first taken from my family and went through all the abuse when I was really young. And then when I, you know, was put in the orphanage and all of that, there was two options. I could really let myself crumble, or I could let it light a fire within. And I was always somebody who, and so it made me want to like really push myself to be best at anything I did. I just wanted, I became like to even a fault. And as I got older, that changed. But I would say, you know, it also helped me to realize the purpose and the importance of purpose in life. Because if you have purpose, then everything can be taken from you, and you still have a reason to be. And so, you know, I think that it, you know, when I think about it in a nutshell, that's really what I learned from that.
It's a
And it made me who I am. I mean, and as dark and as messed up as some of those places were and some of those experiences were, it still made me become the musician I am today, the father I am, so the husband, and so.
Yeah, that's impactful. And I'm sure that there's people who will hear parts of themselves within that story and look at you and say, "Well, he did it, then I can do it," right? That's why we do what we do.
Exactly.
But I that's inspiring. Was there a moment in your life where music stopped being entertainment and it became something more for you than just like, I want to be in a band? Because, you know, I think that's everybody's thing at
From
first.
the very first time I remember when I was 7, I sang "Amazing Grace" a cappella in front of like 250 senior citizens at a church event, and I did it the way I wanted to do it. I just wanted to sing it the way I wanted to sing it, and ever since music, I heard it. Music's always been something where I felt like it was a way that I could not only express myself, but I could lose myself in it, and I could become the channel for something greater than myself. And then when I found words and poetry and then I really felt like there was a gift there that I could use to fulfill a purpose, you know, beyond just me. And so that's what I try to do with the music. But you know, that's music's never, I don't think I've ever felt like, oh, I just wanted to be in a band. I like when I'm on stage and I'm just really allowing myself to become that channel. I'm not even there a lot of times. I know where we are on the set list, you know, and all of that. But at the same time, it's like this fickle ground you tread upon, you know, when you're on stage and you I just feel at home there. I feel, you know, at home.
That's so it's funny because I so my husband plays, he plays at a recovery church and he does his, you know, Wednesdays and he plays and stuff, but he'll always be like, "Do you hear that? Can you feel that?" And I'm like, "No." You know, but I'm a lyric person, and so I immediately always go to the lyrics. But you know, even when we're hanging out at home, he's like, "You have to hear the song. Can you feel that?" And I'm like, "No." So I understand through experiencing my husband what that's like to kind of disappear within that because he feels it. Like he gets completely just completely encapsulated by it. So.
Yeah, and then it, you know, and it's also, you know, being able to you know, that's how we write all of our music and ever felt. We really freestyle. I can freestyle vocals for hours, and you know, one of them will come with a riff, whether it be Momo who brought Silhouette to the table or Corey with on the guitar. You know, they'll bring in a riff to the and we'll freestyle. We'll record all of that. We'll do everything with all these different patterns to it, all these different ways, and we'll come back. We'll listen, and that's how the songs get built. And even lyrically now, I've been writing a long time. I published my first book in 2004, but even now lyrically. Whenever we're freestyling like that, whatever the music is naturally making me sing about, whatever theme it's making me go to philosophically, that's what I write about. And I make sure that it's fluid with whatever it's making me do. And that way the music's really dictating what's going on. And, you know.
Well, I mean, everybody calls it different things. I would say that's universal alignment, or you know, that's what you know, it's what you're supposed to sing about if that's what comes up, you know, when that energy comes up. That's not something that I think a lot of musicians or artists do. I mean, I know they get together, but being in that headspace to where whatever happens, happens is
And then building from that, and then, you know, honing that, and you know, letting that, you know, it's really trying to capture that ether that happens in the moment. That's what you're trying to do. It's almost like capturing lightning in a bottle a little bit.
It's kind of raw and authentic whenever it's exposed that way.
That's my favorite thing about music. It's my
Yeah,
it's my
no.
favorite thing about it.
Yeah, no,
Awesome.
I music is Like I've said, I would not be me without music, but I hear it through, the lyrics, and then
Me
my
too.
brain's like, well, what have you experienced? I need to know about that, or can someone use this song? So I know different people have that experience, but music definitely is a life force in our group and on the podcast. It's so important.
Yes.
What is something people assume about you because you're a front man? I know a lot of times front men get a bad rap for front men, but I love a lot of front men that I'm friends with, so I don't have any issues with it. But what's something that you wish that people knew?
I do, dabble in the marijuana some, but I don't drink. I before every show, we never, none, nobody in the band really is alcoholic or no drug addict, thank God. That's not always been the case throughout my music career.
Sure.
But at the same time, we also are really down to earth, and we're really about the connection with the people at every show. We're about the music and the connections. And so, we're all at a place now in our lives where we're trying to fulfill a purpose and not just play some music. And so for us, the purpose, a big part of that is making the connections with the people we get to meet at the live shows and even online, and just getting to meet you right now and getting to do this right here, we don't take that for granted, and we really appreciate it. And so we sleep better at night because we get to play music. So that's really the thing about it. So
Oh, that's my language right there. That is, because
yeah.
if I think especially nowadays with the way that music is that unless you're like there's not there there is bigger bands, but unless you're like Aerosmith, like somebody like that, like you're going into the small venues, and if you don't make those connections, it's very difficult to continue doing and being impactful if you don't. So I love that you are about the connections.
Yeah, definitely.
Is there a part of yourself that music has allowed you to heal, coming from where you've come from and doing what you do?
So many. It still does. In so many ways, music has been the catalyst for the healing in my life, and in others. But it's really given me not only a way to express myself, whether it be whatever I'm going through or whatever others are going through or whatever happening in the moment, but it's also given me the opportunity to make the connections with others who help me see that even I'm not alone, even though I don't necessarily know them in that way, because the music is vibration, and everything is vibration. So that's why it has such a way of doing that. And so for me, music has healed me in many ways, and it's helped me to find who I am and to also realize that person I am is always going to evolve. There's the ever becoming of who we are because we're eternal. So
I like that too. That's my language too. I think that growing and evolving it can be really hard, but you don't want to stay in the same place. Like you're meant to continue to grow and learn and expand. And so sometimes diving into that, and we'll talk about that with one of your songs too, is like sometimes diving into those places that aren't necessarily your safe spot is so important to continue to grow. That's we.
It's
Yeah, it is. And I don't like it anymore than anyone else, but now
necessary.
I try to do
Maybe.
it because it's good for you. It's really good.
Yeah.
So is there something that you're still learning about yourself in this process since you talked about your ever evolving? What's a new thing you've learned about you?
One thing I've learned is the importance of taking care of myself, really health-wise. Like one thing that's helped me, as I'm 43 now, and I do a lot of live shows, and one thing that I've realized is that this is now more than ever is the taking care of oneself. And so now I've learned how to do like energy work. I've learned how to do breathing every morning, even speaking mantras over my life every morning, every night. There's different things I've started to implement in my life that I've realized that even when you think that you've gotten to a certain place with whatever it is you're doing in life, just remember, every single moment is just it's just as new as the last because you're eternal. It's the eternal knowing. You know how there's the believing and then there's the knowing. There's certain things that you know. And so one thing I know is the eternalness of what we are, and that this body is just an earth suit. So when you really know that and you don't just believe it, it changes the way you view things. It makes it easier not to worry, because of that reason. But Also, it's about choices, so.
Yeah, no, it does. I think the world is not a good place. So I think a lot of people find comfort in a lot of things, but knowing that we are just kind of eternal beings in a meat suit here, trying to figure out what we're doing, I think that it can do a lot of things. Sometimes it makes you feel like you're in a video game because you look around and you see everything that's happening and you're like, what if I do this? What will happen? But I mean, in good ways, hopefully. Hopefully in good decisions. But I think it does create a little bit different view on life once you can start seeing those things. So
It really does.
yeah. I want to talk a little bit, well, I want to talk a lot about your music actually, because I know there's a lot of meaning behind it. Explores spaces that many people try to avoid, which I teach a lot on this space that we don't want to avoid, we want to avoid and stay out of. When I'm teaching, I'll teach about trying to dig past the layers and kind of find out who you really are behind all the mask. That was a retreat we just did. So I,
Really?
yeah, yeah,
That's
we just,
interesting. Yeah.
yeah, isn't
That's
it?
what Stranger's about.
Yeah,
In
well, I didn't know 100% about that,
a
yeah,
lot
that's
of
what
ways.
our retreat was about, just kind of who you are behind the mask. Like, do you even know? So do you
That's
even
right.
know?
That's right. The song Stranger, really is about the realizing that in order to truly become the you that you don't know yet, which is the stranger, which is within you, which is there's always two of us. There's us, there's the observer, and there's the talker. Sorry. So
Yeah.
to truly become the stranger within, which is the you don't know yet, you have to die to the self you are now. And so that has a lot to do with there's a lot of different philosophies within that. But yeah, that's really the premise of the song Stranger.
I think. Have you had specific times in your life to where you've had to? Because I think moving forward, you have to let go of things. Are there things you've had to let go of
Oh
to
yeah.
become the stranger, as
Oh,
your song says?
most definitely. And not only that, but it that is that reoccurs, that stranger
Yeah.
experience. Because you want that to happen. That is the idea anyway. That not that it always reoccurs for everyone, but it that you want it to,
I
because
hope it
if it
does.
does, that means that you're still growing.
Right,
And
right.
so do not fear it, but you have to be willing to die to the ego. And so in order to realize the soul, you see, the idea is that it should not be mind, body, soul. It should be soul, mind, body. That should be the order, because the one thing that's eternal about us is our soul. And it's the one thing we feed the least, or that we give the least attention to, in my opinion, in a societal sense. Stranger talks about that too, but more than anything, it talks about awaken to be the stranger within. I love that's one of my favorite songs on the next. We're right now, we since we signed with Soda Records, we're doing a waterfall effect of these next seven songs, and these are the first two, Stranger and Epic One. And we did Stranger first because we have a music video out for it, that we did with Archlight Studios. And also for me, it was one of the songs that really captured our psychedelic groove metal sound that
Yeah.
we have, that is different. For me, that's all. That's Corey Robinson and Momo and Danny. Ryan Moore, our bass player. But yeah, those guys. They play such atmospheric, cinematic music. We
Yeah.
write such stuff like that it really makes me, really gives me the room to sing, and really perform and feel the music. So.
Yeah, especially with the lyrics. I went through the lyrics. I looked at them right before I came on too, just to kind of, be more familiar with it other than just the song. And that was kind of something that captured me was the stranger, the words on it, because like I said, that's something that we completely talk.
You said you just went on a retreat with
yeah.
doing that.
Yeah, I host women's retreats, and we
That's
had it planned for
awesome.
a year basically, and the theme was "Who are you under the mask?" So all of our teaching was like, "Who are you? Is this who you are?" So it was meant to be a place of safety for people to kind of explore a little bit more behind their mask and be who they are, because I just want people to be comfortable in who they
Sure.
are.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so that is a weird synchronicity, isn't it?
It's really wild. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And then you were talking about the Fallen Rise and Epic One. Epic One talks about these things too, but it did it in a different way. But yeah. So Stranger though, I wrote that actually in 2013, when I was going through a lot of separated from my daughter, and really a lot of my family at the time. And I was, trying to go save my dad. I found on the internet down in Florida who was an alcoholic. It was all kinds of crazy
Yeah.
stuff going on. But I remember it was a poem I wrote originally. And then over the years, I had tried to, with other musicians, tried to write and work with that song. And then when I first met Corey in 2022, Corey Robinson, who we're still with now, when I first met him, he was playing that first opening to Stranger, and I was like, oh my God, that song's it's perfect. We're gonna do
Yeah.
something with this. And from then on, that's his, the history of, we've been writing songs since then. We've played
That's
83 shows now. So
Wow, that's good. That's really good. Yeah, you know,
we're
that doesn't always happen.
no, it doesn't.
Not in
We
the
got some
industry.
Yeah, we're actually gonna open for Texas Hippie Coalition on October 3rd. We're pretty excited about that
Where
show.
at?
At Oak View, Illinois, at
Okay.
the Exit 210 Saloon. It's a
They're
big outside
wild.
stage.
I
Yeah.
have such great memories of seeing them. They would come they come here. I live in Tulsa, and they'd always do the Cane's
Okay.
Ballroom, like a Cancer Sucks show and stuff. And they are so much bigger than life, especially if you're like pressed up against the rails. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. I like them. Well, I want to talk about Epic One too before I move to the next. Can we talk about that and kind of the meaning behind that?
So Epic One was a song that began with Corey and I again. This is when, just to give you a little history on it, Everfelt, we used to have the EP that you hear that was released in 2024 with the five songs. We're redoing those actually at the end of August with the four of us. But right after we did that, we lost three members. Since then, we've gotten and Corey since then Corey took over both the rhythm and the lead, which kind of slowed us down more, gave us more of the melodic psychedelic, which is exactly what we really needed, I think. And then Momo came in with the rhythm bass, which gives us the ability to do everything on.
Yeah.
It gives Corey the ability to do everything he wants, with rhythm and lead. And then Danny is great percussionist. So with them joining the band, it, really made it possible. So Epic One was something though, before that change happened, that Corey and I were kind of working on the opening of how that song opens. And that song always, the way that it opens, he would play that opening right there. And it always had made me feel like, it made me remember, what Confucius said, the greatest glory is not never falling, but in rising every time you fall. And so for me, that always stuck with me since I was a kid when I first heard about Confucius and read about that,
Yeah.
and that was one saying that stuck with me, and that whole concept of the candle flame flicker is never so bright as in a dark room. If
Yeah.
I were to light a candle and this room is lit up, but I light the candle, the only reason you'd know I lit it is because of the candle, because of me lighting the lighter. But if the light's out and I light that same candle, it's going to illuminate the entire room.
Oh,
And
yeah.
so that same concept is when with the falling and the rising. You can never truly know what it is to rise unless you've already fallen, and that's the way physics even works itself. And so
Yeah.
that and then that also reminded me of when I started. So that's how I started writing the song and what I first started singing about. But then the music kind of talk it makes me feel certain what it's saying, kind of. I know that sounds a little crazy, but I do kind of feel what it's saying when he's right when he's saying when he's
No,
playing.
I fully understand it. That's not how I feel it, but I do understand because my husband, that's exactly how he feels music. So we talk about it. So
So yes,
I do
yes,
get it. Yeah.
you actually do know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So and then so I really it also reminded me of the idea of being willing to brave the unknown, the gray areas within yourself. And that's and you have to be willing to do that in order to experience the rise after you've truly fallen. And
That's a
so
great point.
You have to be willing to do that because if you're not, then you're not going to rise. You'll just keep falling. It's like that dream where you keep falling and falling. I know some people have that dream, and when I have that dream, it has been a long time. But when I used to have that dream, right before I hit the ground is when I wake up. Like it wakes me up right before the ground, and I was always kind of wild. But it kind of reminds me of that. But yeah, that's what Epic One. And then I named it Epic One because that song just has a big sound. It's just a big song. It's so sweeping. It almost has like a saga sound to it, like an epic sweeping saga sound the way that it opens and the way that it comes in, it's big. So yeah, that's why it's the
Yeah.
epic one.
No, I like that. I love that there's not that I love a lot of songs that aren't have no purpose behind them whatsoever. Like I do. Like I love those songs too, but there is something special about knowing that there's true meaning behind the songs because I think whenever other people hear it, that's when they're like, oh, I feel that. Like I've had that before. And if you've struggled with that, because if you have struggled with like failing and busting your ass, like then you know how great the rise can be when the light comes on and you can
Yeah.
change and move forward. And
That's true.
I always want people to find that, I think that's why we got to be willing to sit with the light and the dark with them, right? Because you want them to be able to do
You
that
don't
too.
really appreciate it unless you've truly known the darkness. You can't really appreciate the light. And I know that sounds
It's
twisted, but
true
that's really
though.
the truth of life. And that's the truth of being able to have that perspective. And perspective is everything. So really, truly being able to have that will make it possible for you to experience the rise. It'll make it possible for you no matter what you go through. And
And
trust me,
it gives you
I've been
so
through some
much
things.
conviction behind it and passion behind it and purpose. If I think that if I was given everything my whole life, everything that I ever wanted, there would be no per I wouldn't be doing this probably. I think
That's
that's
true.
what makes us, want to do the things that we do and
Yeah.
helps give us purpose without that. And I guess that's another one of those things to be grateful for what we go through because it does give us the purpose instead of
It does.
us not knowing how special the good can be.
Yeah.
Because
And you know,
it's very special.
I think because the lyrics and what we're doing as artists together in this band are what they are, I think it's the reason why we perform the way we perform, you know, because we really feel what the message is. We believe in it. So.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. Let's see. Have you had a fan talk to you about a song that's important to them or something that saved them from it?
There's actually her name is Aaliyah. She's 15 now, I think, 14 or 15. So there's a guy named Jeff Tucker. He runs Front Row Radio in Georgia, and then there's Angie West, who is a big fan of our music. They both know each other, kind of dating. And then Angie has a daughter who she adopted. That's named Aaliyah. She's autistic, and she had never really come out to crowds. She doesn't, but for our band. She did. She knows all the words to the songs. She'll now come out to shows. She'll actually go out and with people now. She wouldn't let people touch her before, and then she went up and hugged me, and pretty much Angie told me it she never she didn't expect her to do any of that. She was really blown away that she was able to do that, and that she knows all the words to every song, especially Stranger and Medicaid, and it really blew me away. You know,
How
I couldn't believe
special.
that. Yeah, they travel like 3 hours to almost every show. And
Oh.
then just the other night we played at Ray Leo's Lamasco's in Evansville, and this guy, he's like 6'7", and this guy was enormous. He comes up to me and he's like, "Hey man," he's like, "I just want you to know your song Reach." He said, "When you got up and you were talking about, have you ever been found broken alone, reaching out from the hole?" He said, "That really touched my heart." He said, "I was bedridden for 5 years." He said, "And I didn't know if I was gonna make it through." He said, "I've been there." And I was like, "Yeah, man." And I said, "In that darkness, you realize that you, in order to truly reach out, you must first reach in, and
Yeah.
that's what you find." And he was like, and you know, it was like this big dude was just like kind of getting teary-eyed and telling me this, and that was just last weekend, so that was pretty cool. So.
That is so good. So that's
Yeah.
it's just so good.
It's the
It's so
reason I
good. There's
do
nothing.
this.
Yeah, it's that's so special, especially I know like the autism spectrum can range a lot, but getting
Yeah.
like a physical touch from someone who has not wanted to be in crowds and not wanted to touch and loud noises and things like that's really special too. That's
Yeah.
worth it all.
Yeah, that's everything. Like it's unreal, you know, to see her out there with her camera, she'll hold it up and she's just jumping up and down, singing the words. It's really unbelievable. I'm blessed to know that girl. So
Yeah, that makes my heart happy right
shout
there.
out to Aaliyah. It's
Yeah,
her to watch
yeah.
this, so
Yeah. What do you hope that people feel after they leave your show? or listen
The
to your
number
music.
one thing that I hope people feel is totally transported to someplace else. I really, more than anything, we're an experience. We're not just a rock show, and we experience it with you. And I want people to really, I want them to feel like they were understood, but also they were shown a door. Like, I want to relate to your darkness, but I want to show you the door we found. And if it's not your door, then maybe you it gives you hope to know you can find one too. And so, like, and let's do this together in music tonight. Let's make this happen. And so for us, being able to meet the people and play the music and get up on stage and do that, is everything. That they're even listening is just to us. We're really grateful for that. So, but I really want them to feel elevated. I want them to feel like anything's possible when they get done listening to Everfelt, and that they're understood, like I want them to feel related to, but also that there's still hope, because a lot of the music I grew up with, like Alice in Chains and Stone Temple Pilots and Soundgarden, was all very sad music. Like, but there's a lot of dark tunnel relation, like, and I could relate to that. I grew up in a heavy, really heavy stuff going on in my life as a child. And so I really, especially when I was like, I think I was like 9 or 10 when I first found Layne Staley, changed my life. Layne Staley changed my life with his vocal. I wanted to do, when I heard him do that, I was like, I want to do that. And so I remember that. And but there wasn't really much light being talked about through the darkness. And so I really wanted to make sure, being given the gift with words that I feel like I was given as a writer, I wanted to make sure that that was involved. And so, that's what I want them to take away. I want them to be hit with the music and the power of, and the atmosphere of what's happening and the captivation of what we do. But then I want them, when they really start listening, they hear the lyrics, and then the lyrics hit them again, and like, oh, that's what they're saying. Because that's the best thing about really good music, is when it's great music, and then the lyrics hit you, and you're like, oh, wow, that's what they were saying with that. So
Yeah,
that's the
because we
hope.
do often sing songs and we don't have any idea really what we're saying whenever we're just singing. And then sometimes you listen to it and you're like, oh gosh, okay, that's not what I was thinking about. But yeah, it's true.
Happens all the time.
It does. So something that we say a lot with our community is a lyric can be a lifeline. Is there a song for you that's been a lifeline, whether it's from you guys or for some from someone else that's meant a lot to you?
Well, that's a good question. There's been so many songs this minute, but that's been a lot to me. I remember Jonathan. It's more, for me, I can answer that question more like this. It's more of the artists themselves that meant so much to me and what they were doing, like Jonathan Davis and Staley and Chris Cornell and Scott Weiland and Maynard. Those are all the greatest influence on me. But I would say, as far as song lyrics go, I really love some of what we do. But there's been lyrics by Alice in Chains and Tool that's really blown my mind. But I would say something that we've written, is probably my favorite verse out of probably the last 7 songs we did, was the second verse to Stranger. The shifting and flex, the stirring to wake from, this surface sleep, commit the murder, swallow the light, crawl in further to self, we must die. And so that line there, really encapsulates for me what we all must do in order to realize our soul, which is the stranger.
Yeah, and that's also one of the lyrics that people will be singing, not knowing what in the world they're singing until they know what in the world they're singing. Because you have no idea if you come at it, well, I mean, you're not going to necessarily say if you hear it just randomly, you may not pick that up unless you've had that experience or you can relate to it. You might just start singing it and then later,
Because I mean, when you
revisit
say,
it again.
the shifting and flex, stirring to wake from this surface sleep. So it's the shifting within that creates the reflection, that re awakens you from the surface sleep, or that you're experiencing of the person you think you are, right? And that shift must happen. It's the shifting that inflects that. And so, and then you realize that you must commit the murder. You must murder the you are. That must die,
It's so true.
and so that you can crawl in further and swallow the light. And so that's And that's really what it's saying, but the way that it's done is in with the drums and I just love that
Yeah.
part of that song. To me, it's just so it's almost chanted the way that it's done, almost like in a way of like a mantra.
Yeah,
I
and I think
love that
too,
part of it.
yeah, it's one of those things that I say it paints a beautiful picture just because I think doing those things is a really beautiful process now that I've done
It
it
is.
a couple times. But for a lot of people, it's a really a dark one because you're letting go of, who you thought you were going to be and what you thought life was going to be, who you used to be that got you to here. Like it is a hard process initially when you start going through it.
It's very difficult. As a matter of fact, it can be like long.
Yeah. So when you're
it
saying you
can.
have to kill that first, like you really almost have to have a funeral and grieve like your prior self sometimes just to be able to move forward. So it's
It's
that.
true. Because we are conditioned by environment. We're conditioned by many things that we don't even realize until we come to a certain place where we start to remember certain things and we're like, oh, wait, that wasn't. And so when that happens, you really, it almost like fractures you in a way. It can. So music can help you through that, but it did me.
Absolutely. 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 It's a tool. I mean, I like to use it all the time. It's a tool is what it is. I mean, rather it be, from the writer's perspective as being a tool to help you let go and tell your story, or from the person who's listening to it, it's just something that's available and accessible to everybody.
It's beautiful.
So what does resilience look like to you now versus you 10 years ago?
Resilience now looks like to me just a consistent mind, body, soul, being purposeful and meaningful and aware with what I'm doing. As I'm aging, there's only so much time left to fulfill the purpose I believe I'm put here for. And so I want to make sure I do that because I don't want to come back. I want to make sure that I, fulfill the obligation and that I made before I came here
I
and
want to do it
go
all because I don't want to come back.
on. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I
I
don't
don't
want
want
to
to
come
come
back.
back.
I don't
So I want to
want
keep going somewhere else. Let's
to.
go on with the purpose somewhere
Right,
else.
right,
And so
right.
I want to make sure I get that fulfilled. So for me, it's being present in the moment every day. That's the resilience. Making sure I'm teaching that to my children while living that. I'm just now about to get my master's. I did this all late. I messed up a lot of my early years from,
Yeah.
it took me a while, especially even in music. Like for many years, I as an artist and a vocalist, I sounded like people I grew up singing like. And so it took me a while to find myself in the music and to find what I sound like. And so with Everfeld, I really think I've come into my own with that. But Corey's made that possible. Corey's the first, my guitarist in the band, and Momo. They're the first musicians I've worked with where that are on the strings, where they I'm not having to bring what I'm doing to what they're doing. They're also bending to me and what I'm naturally doing as a vocalist, and they're trying to make sure they're matching that. And so when that happens, that makes anything possible as
Oh
an
gosh,
artist.
yeah.
It's so awesome playing with these guys. They're just amazing. Well,
That's a
you heard them.
yeah, that's a
That's three
gift. I mean
guys
that
that
yeah, that's a gift though for you to have. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is. I'm so grateful.
And so in a world, well, in our world where it teaches everybody to numb out everything, what's how important do you think it is for people to feel seen and to be heard?
I think that's not only is that utmost importance, but the thing is that you cannot in life allow the things that have happened to you make you put up walls. Because yes, you might protect yourself from a predator here or a bad person there or a bad choice here or there. But what you're also going to miss out on is all of the blessings and all of the awesome people that you're going to that you could miss out on. All of the awesome connections and moments and experiences that you could have. But those walls are going to keep you from experiencing that. So you cannot allow what's already happened to you to continue to poison what's going to be. And if you do that, then you'll keep running uphill.
You
And
do.
so,
You miss out on so much, so much. I mean, I'm constantly trying. Everybody will be like, you're multi-layered. And I really am, I'm multi-layered as everybody is, but you do when you realize that you keep everybody so closed off, you miss out on those good things too.
And it's not worth it. It's more because it's more worth it to experience the struggle and risk that than to than to just be safe. Because you're going, even if you do experience it that way, if it does happen that way, it'll be worth it. Trust me, because you will be in the end. You'll be thinking to yourself, well, if that didn't happen, like honestly, ever felt, would that have been born if my best friend didn't pass away? If you just think about things like that, and it's like, wait a second. There is a plan for everything. And so maybe it's not exactly what you planned it, but things will work out. And the truth is as long as you continue to push forward and know that you're eternal, you'll be all right. Just know that. Just know the eternity of you. If you can just know that and not just believe it, man, your life will be so beautiful. And even when it's dark, it can be beautiful.
And even when it's dark, you turn around and you make good. You make good out of it.
That's
That's
right.
I lost my one of my siblings to drugs about
Wow.
10, 12 years ago, and I wouldn't be who I am without that. Sometimes those things, and I wouldn't I my life was so different back then, like I was just a whole different person. It feels like a whole different lifetime ago, but it has brought me, because I've been open to it, so many great opportunities and great things have happened, and I've been able to help people. And I would never say that I'd be doing what I was doing right now, but because of that, that was one of those domino effects, just like yours. So,
I do completely understand that. And honestly, I believe that your sibling that would want is, I mean, that's literally seeing the fruit bared from the tree. Like, it's rare you get to do that, but you have to plant the seed anyway. It can't be about the fruit. If it is about the fruit, then the seed probably won't take. You have to just be willing to plant it. It can't be about the fruit. You don't get to see that too often, a
You
lot of times.
sometimes don't ever see it at all. So when you do, it's
Exactly.
really cool.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but the thing is, life is a gift that's been given, so we're not really giving anything away. It was given to us.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. If pain has a purpose, what do you think your pain and what you've been through has taught you?
That it's necessary. Because without it, I would not grow. Anything worth doing takes time and effort and sometimes pain, sometimes struggle. Because those are that's to me, that's when you can find solutions and the ends to a means that is everlasting, that can last forever. And so when you're re really willing to brave the darkness to find the light, then I think that you really appreciate the light once it's found. So that's what it's taught me more than anything, I believe.
What version of yourself do you think you're currently becoming? What stranger are you becoming?
I think that that more than anything is like finding a way to not only excel what we're doing as artists on stage, but also to be able to meld that with, I'm about to get the bachelor's degree I got a business management with focus on social media for the band for that purpose. And so I want to be able to meld the two in some way successfully. But at the same time, it's also balancing that with being a father, being a husband, and then also I have two other daughters. I have four kids. So, and I have a granddaughter. I just became a grandfather,
Oh,
for
that's
the
so fun.
first time. Her name is Jenny Rue. My
Oh,
daughter's
that's
19. She'll be 20, and she's happy. But yeah. So, it's being able to do all that, but make sure that I'm still fulfilling purpose. So it's that evolution of self, but also it's knowing that now with the way Everfelt's going and the way that the shows we're being able to get, and the reaction that we're getting from the music, I feel like it's even far more important to make sure we got three more new songs we just wrote. I got to write the lyrics to them. I'm still kind of freestyling the vocals when we play them live. I can just do that, but But that's From the Ashes, The Reckoning, and Becoming. And Becoming is a song truly about, I already know what it's going to be about. You know, it's about the ever becoming of the eternal who you are, and how that how prevalent that has to be in your life, because sometimes we get complacent
Yeah.
and comfortable, and so it's kind of, that song's going to be kind of about that. It's kind of a heavy, a little bit of a heavier, and then From the Ashes is truly a song about the phoenix, the rising from the ashes. It's really beautiful. It's very, very ballad. It's a ballad, and then The Reckoning is truly about, we all will come to a reckoning of two, just like karma, just like cause and effect. We, you know, there is a reckoning. So will you come back, or will you move on? And so there is a, it's almost like a debriefing at the end, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you know, almost like, okay, come into the office, you know, let's talk
Like,
about what
say
you did.
I forgot to come back. Say I forgot
Yes,
to come
exactly. That's
back.
exactly right.
It's fine. I don't want to go on that line again. another synchronicity is my best friend sitting in here with me on the bed, and her thing is a phoenix. Like, that's just her. She has
Wow.
she uses it for everything. Like, she does paranormal and things like that, but she does a lot with the Phoenix. So I love that that's what that one's about.
Wild that I brought that up. Well, I didn't know she was sitting there.
Yeah,
I mean, I was just,
she
I
lives
don't
in
know. I
Tennessee, and I live in Oklahoma. And so when we try to get together when we
That's awesome.
but we, yeah, we she's one of the girls in the group, you know, and we met initially on social media, and now we have all this stuff. So,
That is
but
awesome.
yeah, that's her thing, the phoenix. She has a big phoenix on her neck.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Phoenix is awesome. Yeah,
Yeah.
I love the concept of the Phoenix and what it means.
Yeah.
And so, and From the Ashes is very much about that, and about literally taking that concept of the embers falling in the ashes, and to invigorate, to become the phoenix. And so it's like, I don't, I, it's crazy, because what it natu almost to a T, what it naturally makes me freestyle vocally, I'm gonna use already, like what I'm already saying. It's some of these songs are just so, I don't know, I've just learned how to tap into that. There's this place you can go. I
That's
don't know how to describe it.
I mean, I
There
think
is a,
that's a beautiful thing to have.
yeah.
I mean, I have that, not in that way, but you know, like in just
Yeah.
knowing things because you know, like I'm
Yeah.
that person, you know. And
Yeah.
so I'll always agree and say yes, I know what you're talking about, because not
Yeah.
everybody has those things. And I don't
It's
know. Oh.
almost like, it's almost like, you know, you like, you truly become a channel. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know how else to describe
Yes,
that, but
very much.
it's what it's like.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll look, and we'll be playing a show, and we'll be in the middle, especially Silhouette or any song that's really atmospheric. I really just, I know exactly what's happening with the song, because I just know the song so well. But I just really am like, I look up and I'm just like, just gone.
No, that's the perfect explanation, because that's how I get with some things. It's just channel. It's just doing what you know to do. Yeah.
And that's when things are really powerful, when you're able to do things
Yeah.
you almost can't repeat, like, because it's almost, you do go and you become the channel for that, and then you, it's almost like you're experiencing it too, like almost that, from, it's kind of crazy, it's almost out of body, almost, not totally, but a little bit.
Yeah.
And
Because I'll be
and
like,
for
I don't know
me,
where that came from, but I don't know. I'm sorry.
and to me,
Whatever.
there's nothing like it, because
Yeah.
when you're able to do that, and you're on stage, and that happens, and you're doing that, and those four are there, it's powerful. It's a powerful experience. It's
Yeah.
Almost an experience. It's a spiritual experience. That's
Yeah,
what it is for
of
me.
course.
It
Yeah.
is.
And how cool is it that you get to bring something, I want to say, from the other side or from
Yeah.
wherever it is, you know, you are the one giving birth, so to speak, and like
Yeah.
being able to give that. So
Yeah.
I can
It's awesome.
appreciate that.
I'm super grateful to like, you know, these guys playing this music, what makes it possible. You know, it's the music that makes it possible. So,
Sure, the whole experience.
pretty, I mean, Southern Illinois of all places. I've lived a lot of places, and so it's like, wow, it's kind of crazy. But anyway.
That's fun. Do you touring and shows just kind of locally in the
Oh no,
area?
we'll go about, but we've been about 5 hours away, so we
Okay.
within 3 to 5 hours. You know, we play a lot of St. Louis shows, so we play
Okay.
a lot of 2 hours, you know, and we play Indiana, we play Kentucky, we've played Close. Yeah, we played Ohio. So we'll travel and play, definitely. Yeah.
Fun, fun. So, where can people find you if they are looking to connect with you, go to a show, get your music, et cetera, et
Yeah.
cetera?
Everfelt.net. That's our website. At the very top is all of the links to all of everywhere you want to find all any whatever, social media platform, streaming platform, all the links are up there at the very top of the homepage. So everfelt.net is the easiest way. Plus all of our shows live. We probably have, I think we have 182 live videos on our YouTube page of us playing
Okay.
live. We probably have more live work than anybody I've ever seen. We post a lot. We post a lot even from the studio when we're working on the music and from the creation to the final product. So
Okay, and are you on the main socials?
all of them,
Facebook,
yeah. Yeah.
Instagram, all that.
Facebook, Instagram. Instagram is Everfelt underscore music. Also the same thing for YouTube. And then on Facebook it's just Everfelt. And then yeah, but yeah, if you just go to everfelt.net, that'll take you to all the links that way. So
Perfect.
easy.
What do you want your legacy to be? Not necessarily just as a musician, but if you could pick something that you left behind, what would that be?
More than anything, that we as an artist myself, I'll speak for me, that I left everything on stage every time I played. And that I stuck true to the philosophies I believe in and tr really tried to fulfill a purpose and have a meaning behind the music that we was given a gift for. More than anything, that we were able to have the shine a light in the darkness of maybe some people's lives and give them a reason to look in, look within.
All right. Well, I am going to end it with this question. I always end with this. If somebody came to you and they were struggling with their mental health, struggling in life, what's some words of wisdom that you would give them?
First thing I would say is just this is just right now. Just breathe for a moment, take just a deep breath, and just calm your mind. Just sit like that for about 5 or 10 minutes. Then I'd give him a few moments, and then I'd come back and ask him what's happening. Is what happening? Is what you're happening right now? Is it something you can change or control? And just kind of help them to see whether or not it's something we can do something about right now. Or whether it's something we have to find a way to deal with for now. And so try to help them instead of just, fight against it, maybe try to find a way to cope with it, find a solution. And one of my favorite sayings that I thought of that I love is problems are just solutions waiting to happen. And if you can look at it that way, then sometimes that helps.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. 'Cause when we're in it, it's so dire. No matter when it says
Yes.
it's dire,
Yeah.
but then when you step out of it's always, something a little different.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It is because at the end, it's the perspective is totally different at the end. And so now when you're looking back, you're like, oh, that's why this happened to me.
Yeah.
And you don't even remember the dire moment. You don't even like really remember the moment where you were like, this is the end of the world. And
I
it
know.
really truly isn't, but it feels like it is. So, and so you got to pay attention to that feeling and feel it. Don't not feel it, but feel it safely. But because emotions are meant to be felt, we should feel them, but we don't have to let them make our choices for us.
Gosh, isn't that the truth? I've learned
Yeah.
that through the years. I think a lot of times that comes with age, because
Yes.
it's like, oh man, I it's so
It does.
it takes so much energy to spout off or to like get super emotional. Now I realize it takes so much
It does.
emotion.
Like,
It
oh.
really does.
And we
And
know. We
I'm
already know it's going to
tired
happen.
after.
It's
It's tired afterwards.
too much,
I'm too
man.
old to give away all that energy for nothing anyway. So,
I feel
but
that.
yeah. But well, thank you for
That's
joining
funny.
me, and
You're very
thank
welcome.
yeah, thanks for coming on.